This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may need help dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We want to be your go-to resource for all things health and nutrition on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on The Bright Side, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off our website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off our website as well. brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can search particular programs. We have a search engine up at brightsideben.com, and also blog stories, news posts, blog posts, news stories, and videos, and all kinds of good health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, head to truthtreatments.com, including our brand new Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, our Truth Collagen Recovery Complex, and our Truth Blemish Repair Complex. If you're dealing with acne, you can check out all our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right. Welcome back to The Bright Side. Once again, we are talking about the thyroid and estrogen and the digestive connection, which is often, almost always missed by well-meaning physicians and alternative practitioners when they focus on estrogenic problems like autoimmune disease or premenstrual issues or menopausal issues. Likewise with the thyroid. Thyroid problems are often not related to the digestive system or not connected to the digestive system, even though there's always going to be a digestive connection to hypothyroidism. If you're dealing with hypothyroidism, and millions, tens of millions of Americans are, maybe even 100 million Americans are dealing with hypothyroidism. If you have any kind of chronic disease, you have hypothyroidism. You don't need to be checked for it. You got to backtrack to the digestive system. If you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease, which is the main cause of hypothyroidism, everybody knows that they have Hashimoto's anyway, that it's an autoimmune disease. There is always going to be some aspect of digestive unwellness, especially when it comes to hypo or achlorhydria, that is low stomach acid. Lots of things can be affected by low stomach acid. If you have hypochlorhydria, don't be put off by that word. Hypo means low. Chlorhydria is hydrochloric acid. Low hydrochloric acid puts us at greater risk for contracting parasites from our food. That's because stomach acid is responsible for sterilizing our food, killing off invaders, bacterial pathogens, and parasitic pathogens. If you have hypochlorhydria, low stomach acid, you will be at higher risk for food sensitivities. You will be at higher risk for sensitive skin. I hear this all the time, people complaining about sensitive skin, and hardly ever is that related to a digestive health issue, particularly low stomach acid. When you have low stomach acid, proteins are not properly broken down. When proteins are not properly broken down, chunks of protein can leak into the blood. This can cause all kinds of problems, including autoimmune disease, including skin problems like psoriasis, rashes, food sensitivities. Remember, this is all secondary to low stomach acid. This is amazing. When was the last time anyone went to a dermatologist for a sensitive skin or psoriasis or rosacea and had their stomach acid checked? So rosacea, by the way, is not a skin condition. If you're trying to go to a dermatologist to handle rosacea, you're completely missing the point of the disease, which is that it's a circulatory problem. And this circulatory problem follows, many times, low stomach acid. There's a bacteria that can proliferate under conditions of low stomach acid. You may have heard of something called H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria that thrives under conditions of low stomach acid. In fact, H. pylori can actually cause low stomach acid, and rosacea is linked to proliferation at the level of the stomach of this bacteria, again following low stomach acid. And then there's the whole SIBO issue, which we will continue. We've been talking about, and we're not done talking about it. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth without stomach acid. Bacteria in the small intestine can grow. The wrong bacteria can grow. And hypothyroidism and SIBO go hand in hand. Hypothyroidism and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth go hand in hand. If you've been diagnosed, by the way, with something called irritable bowel syndrome, which is just a generic term for messed up bowel, you should know there's really no such thing as irritable bowel syndrome. Whenever you hear syndrome, you're dealing with a whole complex of symptomology that it just gets lumped into one diagnosis. Irritable bowel syndrome is just a messed up digestive system, period. There's no real official description for irritable bowel syndrome. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth can certainly be related to this irritable bowel syndrome. And if you have hypothyroidism, the chances are pretty good that you're dealing with SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or irritable bowel syndrome for that matter, because of this very, very critical misunderstood and underappreciated connection between intestinal health and the thyroid. Of course, if you have low stomach acid, you're not going to be able to absorb your iron, you're not going to be able to absorb your calcium, you're not going to be able to absorb your selenium, you're not going to be able to absorb your zinc, you're not going to be able to absorb or process your B vitamins, especially the all-important vitamin B12. Deficiencies in vitamin B12 are notorious for older folks, for folks in nursing homes, and this again can follow low stomach acid. Are you guys getting the idea that producing stomach acid is incredibly important? If you have low stomach acid for a long period of time, you're not going to be able to make your digestive enzymes. You can end up with an increase in the secretion of a particularly a powerful stomach juice called gastrin. Gastrin is a stomach juice. It's actually a digestive enzyme, and under conditions of low stomach acid, your body will ramp up the production of gastrin to compensate for the low stomach acid, and gastrin is really powerful stuff. It's associated with stomach cancer. And, of course, any health challenge that is related to estrogen can follow low stomach acid. That means autoimmune disease. That means female health issues. That means endometriosis. That means fibromyalgia. And God forbid, that also means cancer. And this is all after low stomach acid, which is almost never addressed by mainstream medicine. And if you're elderly, you're at supreme higher risk for low stomach acid. Up to 30% of elderly folks, so that is over the age of 60. I hate to think that that's what elderly is described as, but it is. Over the age of 30% of folks over the age of 60 have deficiencies in low stomach acid. Now, the most likely cause of low stomach acid is an irritation of the digestive lining called gastritis, which is related to H. pylori, the infection that is also, by the way, associated with H. pylori is also known to cause ulcers, which is a very fascinating story we've talked about in the past, how now we know H. pylori causes stomach ulcers, which in turn causes low stomach acid. Back in the day, they would actually suppress your stomach acid. And when I say back in the day, maybe 30 years ago, they would actually suppress your stomach acid with antacids if you had stomach ulceration. Today we know that it's actually the low stomach acid and the secondary proliferation of this bacteria that cause ulcers, and that's why today you get an antibiotic if they suspect stomach ulceration. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you.
just get on there and follow us. I'll talk about lots of good skin health stuff. I've been in the skin business for 35 years. I cannot even believe that myself. That's when I formulated my first skincare product in 1983, working for the Blistex Corporation, working for the guy who invented Blistex as a work-study student in pharmacy school. And that was quite a background. Anyway, I know in the last 35 years, I've developed quite a repertoire of information and formulation understanding about how the skin works. And all of that is put to good use. It's actually the culmination of all my understanding is the truth of our Truth Treatment products. Which
okay.
Are all,
sorry about that. I'm not sure what had a little technical difficulty there. Anyway, you're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. And we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. There's also a search engine at brightsideben.com if you miss a program. And you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, so we are talking about stomach acid, all the many ways that stomach acid deficiencies in stomach acid can affect our health, and nobody ever thinks to check. It's very easy to replace stomach acid. You can use HCL drops. That's the best way, probably. Hydrochloric acid drops that you get on a prescription, via prescription. Take it to a compounding pharmacy. They can make it for you. You can also use something called Pepsin HCL. You'll get something called betaine HCL. Anytime you see HCL, as in Pepsin HCL or betaine HCL, you're looking at a replacement for stomach acid. And your ultimate enzymes from longevity, you'll find betaine HCL. Betaine is also a very interesting molecule on its own, which helps with genetic health. It's a methylating agent. That's a whole other story. Your ultimate enzymes are tremendously multifunctional supplement, especially obviously for the digestive system and for digestive health. If you use something like Nexium or Prilosec, you're in big trouble, especially if you're chronically using it. Many people are using Nexium and Prilosec like it's candy. They stay on it for a lifetime. I know a lot of people who are just on it just routinely. That's a big, big problem, and there's a very logical reason. Once you understand the importance of digestive acid, there's a very logical reason for all of the problems associated with Nexium and Prilosec, including dementia and kidney disease and formation of stones and osteoporosis and accelerated aging. Deterioration of the body follows Nexium and Prilosec because of this very important stomach acid connection. According to a study from Washington University in St. Louis, these kinds of drugs, Nexium and Prilosec, PPIs they call them, proton pump inhibitors, which are so incredibly popular, can lead to an early death. According to the study's author, Ziad Al-Ali, MD, assistant professor of medicine, quote, "No matter how we sliced and diced the data from this large data set, we saw the same thing. There is an increased risk of death among PPI users," unquote. PPIs, again, are proton pump inhibitors. These are drugs that in this incredibly high-tech mechanism, shut the cells down that make the acid. According to Dr. Al-Ali, Nexium and Prilosec, use of these PPI drugs could result in thousands of deaths a year. As far as the digestive system goes, PPI drugs result in fat malabsorption. Remember, processing fats requires acid. Say that again. That's so important. We've been talking about how important processing fats is when it comes to estrogen metabolism and autoimmune disease and early aging, menopausal problems. According to a 2002 article in the Journal of Nutrition in Clinical Care, titled "Does Omeprazole, that's Nexium anyway, cause fat malabsorption?" According to this article, achlorhydria, low stomach acid that is, following the use of Nexium and Prilosec and Losec, can result in changes in bacterial flora, which can change the way bile works, which leads to malabsorption of fats and other nutrients. Keep in mind now, we are talking about the relationship of dietary fats and digestive functioning to the relationship to energy levels in a cell, to cell functioning, to overall health. And you know what? We haven't even left the stomach yet. We've been talking about digestive health. We're just focusing on the stomach. We haven't even come to the intestine. Of course, The brain is a major site of disturbance when it comes to fat malabsorption. The brain consumes more energy than any other organ of the body. It's very dependent on fats. This is why going ketogenic, the ketogenic diet, leveraging the high-fat, low-carb way of eating is so helpful for brain health issues. That's how the ketogenic diet was discovered. Remember, if you have any mental health problems or seizure disorders or Parkinson's disease, movement disorders, Huntington's disease, cognitive problems associated with aging, doesn't have to be full-blown dementia, the ketogenic diet is the ideal way to eat. The ketogenic diet improves cognitive functioning, symptoms of dementia, improves functioning in movement disorders, reduces seizure disorders. Ketogenic diet was developed for seizure disorders. We've talked a lot about the ketogenic diet in the past. Suffice it to say, there are different opinions. You always want to assess an eating protocol by your personal results. I'm not a big believer in a standard diet for everybody. But the ketogenic diet, in my opinion, for most people, is the ultimate way to eat. Especially if you're dealing with a neurological problem, a cardiac problem. Oh yeah, the heart really benefits from the ketogenic diet. If you're dealing with a neurological issue, a cardiac issue, diabetes, cancer, or if you just want improved health or longevity, even if you're not dealing with an illness, think about going ketogenic. The whole basis of the ketogenic diet is based on the fact that we can direct fats into the fat-burning machinery of the cells. Dietary fats can be shuttled into fat-burning machinery for facilitating energy production, which means everything's going to benefit by the ketogenic diet. You've got three main sources of energy, dietary energy, that is. You've got sugar, dietary energy, you've got protein, dietary energy, and you've got fat, dietary energy. There's no official need. There's no necessity for deriving calories from sugar. That is carbohydrates. There's no necessity for carbohydrates. We can derive all the energy we need from protein and fat. That's so important because 70 to 80% of our calories these days come from carbohydrates, and that's the one food group that we don't absolutely have to have. We absolutely need protein, that's for sure. We absolutely need fat, that's for sure. But we don't need to have calories. We don't need to have carbohydrates. To understand how this works, we've got to understand a little bit about the macroscopic view of nutrition, not the minutiae. The minutiae is very interesting. It's complex, of course, but we don't have to understand it if we're going to talk about energy. Via the foods we eat, the body gets energy, obviously, but there's two kinds of food components. You have macro components, the big components, and you have the micro components. We always talk about the micro components, but we don't often talk about the macro components, the sugar, the protein, and the fat, the carbs, the protein, and the fat.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. We'll continue talking about macronutrients and micronutrients, the macronutrients, the carbs, fats, and the protein. The micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals, need to be distinguished if we're going to take advantage or leverage the power of nutrition. Macro versus micro. We will continue talking about that tomorrow as we continue talking about digestive health and all the different ways our digestive system can affect our health challenges, whether we're talking hypothyroidism or estrogenic health challenges. I don't hit the digestive system so hard on this program or in my presentations because I'm Mr. Food Guy. You can't do health without understanding the interaction between the outside world and the inside world, which comes through, which is linked via the digestive tract, specifically the intestine. We'll continue talking about that tomorrow. On the bright side, we'll get your calls here momentarily, and we do have lots of lines open at 844-236-6010. From the Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology, milk consumption may be linked to severe acne risk. Now, that should come as no surprise to anybody who's been listening to this program or listening to my presentations. I've been talking about this for years. But still, you hear dermatologists tell you it doesn't matter what you eat or it doesn't matter what you drink when you're breaking out. Well, the fact of the matter is it's not true. Dairy is a major culprit when it comes to breakouts. According to this article, milk consumption may be linked to severe acne. Researchers performed a comprehensive database search of PubMed and Medline and the Cochrane Library and found 13 studies that included 71,000 patients. And what they found was that milk consumption may not play a role in mild acne. However, a significant link was noted between milk consumption and severe acne. See, mild acne, what I call garden variety acne, is usually related to surges in male hormones, and that's not the big problem. That tends to resolve itself. The reason dairy-associated and food-related acne is so important is because if you don't fix it at the root level, which is the food and digestive system level, you're not only going to be dealing with acne, likely or possibly, but you're also going to be dealing with further health challenges down the road, including autoimmune diseases, including immune problems that are related to lymphatic congestion. Ultimately, even cancer can be related to this. Childhood acne or teenager acne that's related to milk consumption via the whole lymph connection. That's why it's so important not to regard your skin health problems necessarily as a cosmetic or superficial issue, but as a health issue. If you don't correct the health problem that underlies your acne, or that underlies your psoriasis, or that underlies your rosacea, you are running higher risks for comorbid, or that is, other disease states that are associated with the root cause, that is, the digestive impairment. From JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, association of levels of physical activity with risk of Parkinson's disease, a systematic review and meta-analysis. The analysis revealed an inverse association between physical activity and Parkinson's disease. That means the more physical activity. So when you say mindfulness, are you referring to the body, you're referring to the mind, you're referring to your experiences? What are you referring to exactly? Or observing, I should say.
It really does include all of the above. But just looking at your thoughts, I look at mindfulness as the conscious awareness of your thoughts. And so to simplify it, and the real premise of the three rooms is that our experience of life is not based on what we do for a living or what we have. It's based on what we think. And our thoughts can only be in one of three places. They can be in the past or the past realm. They can be in the future or the future realm. Or they can be in the present or the present realm. And whichever room your thoughts are in determines your experience of life in that moment. So the key is to know which room your thoughts are in. And in order to do that, you need to observe your thoughts. But it's that active observation that separates your awareness from your thoughts. So you're no longer at the effect of your thoughts. And that awareness is that consciousness that all the mystics have always talked about, that divine consciousness, that Christ consciousness, or that Buddha consciousness. That's what you want to connect with, and it's all about that awareness.
Okay, like that's a ton of great stuff there. So, and I don't even know where to begin. But the first thing that I think of when you say that is there's this element of us that's observing. I talked to my last caller. I don't know if you heard me talking about it. There's an observing element that's always there, correct?
That's correct. But sometimes, a lot of times, we're not aware that we're observing.
And we're not meta-observing. We're observing our life, but we're not observing the observing.
Correct. And observing your your thoughts. Simply by knowing which room your thoughts are in, that is metacognition. That is
metacognition.
You know, thinking about your thoughts.
Yeah,
and if you think about it, just simply being able to answer the question, which room are my thoughts in, or where are my thoughts, you have already separated your awareness from your thoughts.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, Gurdjieff used to talk about, you know who I'm talking about, the philosopher, or whatever you want to call him, Gurdjieff, used to say, as soon as you recognize that you're not thinking about yourself, you're not thinking, or that there's this element that's watching, this I element that you're talking about. As soon as you realize that you're not thinking about that, that your attention is on your world and not on the observer, it's external rather than internal, you become internal.
This is very true.
You recognize, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like Descartes said, you know, the great question of who am I? And when people look within, they say, you know, who am I? They're not talking about the I that everybody else sees, because they know who that is. They're not saying, oh, you know, I was a fireman yesterday. I mean, who am I today? Am I a cop or am I a doctor?
Right.
You know,
am I Kevin?
You are. It is, who am I on the inside? Who is this person? Why did
you
I say that?
It's better than that, though. And this is the problem. It's what am I? It's not a who. It's a what.
This is true, and you know it's similar.
No, well, it's not, because if we say who, it becomes an identity. Who is an identity? What is a thing? It's just this mystery, right? But who, all of a sudden, you're looking for another version of you, like a smaller version or an internal version of you. But as a what, it's not you at all. It's a thing of some kind. I can't tell you what it is, but it's a thing of some kind, right?
Yes, and I think we, you know, when you answer the question, you know, let's just say, what am I, or if you think of this question, who am I, that's the I that everyone else sees is always changing. And you may be, you know, you may be a student today, now you're working, you know, tomorrow, then you got laid off and you're no longer, you know, working there. And that's always changing. But, you know, who you are on the inside or what you are never really changes.
We actually say, I am sad, I am happy, I am Joe. We actually say, hey, we got to take a break, but I want to talk about how this has to do with cancer and heart disease and autoimmunity and acne and psoriasis and all the things we suffer from a health perspective, and I'm sure there's a link. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Kevin Murphy about his book, The Three Rooms. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. We're talking to Kevin Murphy. His book is The Three Rooms, and his website is thethreerooms.com. Before we went to break, Kevin, we were kind of getting a little bit abstract, but I think it's important to do that, talking about this ineffable watcher, what thing that's back in the back of your head, and just you were saying how just by observing it and seeing which room you're in, you can go a long way towards improving your life, I imagine you'd say. But how does this relate to physical health issues?
I think, you know, when it comes to health, Bennett, you can't underestimate the power of thoughts and emotion. And when you think of things, you know, if you look at cancer and you look at, one is from the prevention side, the thoughts and emotions can really help you in a preventative way. And from a treatment or a healing, you know, it's the marrying of your thoughts and emotions can go a long way towards health. And really one word can make all the difference in your thoughts and emotions, and it's what you add to the I am. And you mentioned that kind of an I am statement. Some people say I am not this or I am not that. And so if your desire is to be healthy, whether you already have been diagnosed with something or not, and you're saying the thought of I am healthy is, you know, the I am is defining that's your awareness of being.
And what you say after you, I am. What you say after the I am.
It is everything. And what we tend to do is say, I am not. And so you want to be healthy, but you've been diagnosed with some form of cancer, and you keep in your mind saying, I am not healthy now. And that's because that's what they've said. And I've got to get, I got to get better, and I have to do all these things. And in your head, you keep saying, I'm not healthy now. And you keep telling people, I have cancer. I'm not healthy. And that not continues is the biggest hindrance to us actually achieving that which we desire, which is health. And so we need to remove the not. And what you're left with is I am. Now, I am healthy is so much more powerful than I am not healthy.
Right.
But still, it's not enough. So if you don't believe it, then it's just words. Like if you truly feel like you're not healthy and you're all stressed out about
it, just say words.
Saying I'm healthy, but you still feel like you're not doesn't matter. So adding, substituting not one other word, already. I already am healthy. And now you've just shifted from a place of healing sometime in the future to a place from which you are already healed. I already am healthy. If you just start to say that a few times, it does something. It hits you inside. It moves you, and you say, wow, I already am. And think about that. You start thinking of it from a place of health instead of the health being out there.
Hey, let me ask you something, though. What's the difference between I am healthy and I am already healthy?
It's in the belief of it. It helps you believe it more.
By saying the word already.
But I already makes it seem like it has already happened. And it's very simple. If you believe it, you can say, I am healthy. And if you truly believe it, then it is the marrying of the thoughts and emotions that makes it happen and heals. And this is what, you know, you have the three amigos, you know, Dr. Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza. And these guys talking about, you know, epigenetics, you know, how the thoughts affect your biology and neuroplasticity and how the thoughts affect, you know, the brain. And when you look at all the cases of spontaneous remission, when people are, you know, of all different types of, you know,
how about placebo effect? How about the placebo effect?
Well, and the placebo effect is just a phenomenal phenomenon, which it is a belief that it is going to work, and that is how, you know, and a lot of these doctors, that's what got them so intrigued. Like, how is it possible that a placebo works, you know, in many cases as well as drugs?
Right.
So, but it can't just be the thought. It has to be marrying the emotion. And in each room, when I talk about the, you know, the future room and the present room, it's not just which room your thoughts are in, but how it makes you feel. And the healing always takes place in the present room. That is where you're, you know, where you're connected to that you know, the ultimate reality, that, you know, the divine creator and the source. And when you look at all those spontaneous remissions, the one thing that all of those people have in common, they all believe that there is a power greater than them that is doing the healing.
And
so whatever it is,
that's
not religious, and that's everything. It's just there is a power greater than them.
I call it the divine intelligence. That's all you need to know.
I agree. It's divine intelligence.
Whatever you want it to be.
And it's always in the present realm.
Yeah.
And
it's always
us. It's the thought of I am not that pulls us out.
Okay, let me ask you something. Is does thought itself... And by the way, I love this link of thought and feeling. I think it should be one word. It's like two sides of a coin, heads and tails. One leads to the other, which leads to the other, which leads to the other. So I like the way you did that. As far as this present room goes that you're talking about, does thought itself take you out of the present room? Is the present room before thought?
Absolutely. We came into this world. I mean, we, you know, from this, let's call this divine intelligence that we all came from, and now we're here. And you look at a baby, you know, be like little children. And you look at the pure joy of a child.
Yeah.
And what makes them start to stress out? Or let's
thinking.
Make them start thinking. And it's just thought. So what is meditation? I mean, meditation is invaluable because it is the absence of thought.
Yeah,
it brings you back into the present room.
Well, here's a couple things I was going to tell you. Pre-sent means before thought, right? Pre-sent. P-R-E, pre-sent, sentience, before thought. So present itself, is, to me, implies before thought. But then I was just reading about Sam Darnold, the football player. Have you heard about him?
Sure. He's going to be playing tonight for the Jets.
Great. He's a meditator.
Did you know that?
Yeah, he's a big time meditator, and he went to sport. One of his gurus, I guess you'd say, is a sports psychologist who uses meditation. Russell Wilson meditates. But, I mean, high powered people use meditation as a tool. High powered people use all the tools that they can get, and meditation is such a wonderful tool. Talk about that real quick, and I want to ask you. We're not going to have time, but just talk about meditation real quick. How that works and plays into this whole thing.
Well, once again, meditation is the absence of thoughts. And so when we want to connect to that, that higher consciousness that literally makes everything possible for us, it's only our thoughts that pull us in either direction. And, you know, when we have 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day, throwing us all over the place. And it's our perception of those thoughts, too, that cause those emotions and those negative emotions. And so from a meditation standpoint, to be able to be aware of your thoughts and be able to accept the thoughts, because we want inspired ideas. We want those thoughts to come in, and that comes from that point of meditation, once you quiet the mind. But people give meditation so little chance because they sit down and they're kind of constantly thinking of things, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, yeah, I've tried meditation, but it doesn't work for me.
I love that.
It's not that it doesn't work, it's just you haven't given it much of a time, and all of these other resistant thoughts keep coming into your head, and they're bombarding you. But once you start to repel those resistant thoughts, all of a sudden, and you quiet the mind, then the inspired ideas start to come. And that's what you want to let in.
And the great irony of it is so pleasant and blissful. It's the best vacation ever to just think some good thoughts, to actually just go out and think good thoughts, to visualize good thoughts, to hear a good voice in your head. It feels so beautiful. You secrete more oxytocin, more serotonin, more dopamine. You reduce your cortisol. I mean, from a biochemical standpoint, from a sheer bliss standpoint, just controlling your thoughts is like the best vacation you could ever take. I wanted to talk to you about my favorite chapter in the book, which is the movie theater. If you could talk about it really, really quickly and then give a plug for your website and anything else you're doing.
Okay, well, I think the movie theater is probably the most important chapter in the whole book, because it is our experience of life. It is how our thoughts and emotions, what we project out, what that creates for us, and that is that experience, you know, that we're all going through. And whether we admit it or not, we are all movies, I mean, or actors in the movie of our life.
Shakespeare said that.
As we're going through that, and this is what we are experiencing, and it is all based on what we're thinking and what we're feeling in any moment. And so we're constantly stressed.
It's the background music. Do you think it's the soundtrack, our thoughts, or the soundtrack of the movie of our life?
This is true, and it's what we're projecting out, and that's what we're seeing, and we're participating in that.
Hey, real quick, we're out of time, Kevin. Real quick, tell us your website and any presentations you're doing, how people can get a hold of you.
Sure, it's www.thethreerooms.com. It's on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you do presentations?
Murphy 3R and
YouTube's? Do you have any YouTubes or presentations?
No YouTubes yet, but they should be coming.
All right, good. So good to talk to you, Kevin. Thanks so much. The book is The Three Rooms, author Kevin Murphy. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.